are listening to Geek World on 92.5 KYHY. We are your superhero, super hosts, Anime and Dave, bringing you the best in the world of geek. Don't forget, if you want to get in touch with us, send us an email to geekworldradio@yahoo.com. Check out our website at geekworldradio.com and follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/geekworldradio. And in case you haven't been there lately, looks like a Geekin has escaped and he started his own blog and he's tweeting occasionally. We're trying to you know, rein him in a little, because I'm scared of what he might write.
Yeah, me too. If you've seen Geekin, let us know. Email us, and we need to get a hold of him. We don't know what happened. He just sort of disappeared.
Yeah, he's he's a wild one.
Yes, he's following his destiny, really, much like Aang. In Avatar: The Last Bender, or
The Last Bender,
The Last Airbender. Yes, Avatar: The Last Airbender.
At least get it right, since they can't use the name Avatar.
In
the movie they call it
in the movie, and The Last Airbender.
Avatar.
Yes. The Avatar. Yeah. Yes.
So, in case you couldn't tell, that will be part of what we were talking about today. A little bit of The Last Airbender, live action movie. But also, and largely, this show is about anime.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Me too. Yeah. So the Anime Expo, it just finished up, and we were there.
Yes. We were there.
We were there.
Yes.
So were other people.
For many days. There were many, many people in many, many costumes.
Mm-hmm.
We were not in costumes. We were two of the few people who were not. It's such a great, great, great convention. We went a few years ago when it was in Long Beach,
mm-hmm.
and it's way bigger this year. It was in the LA Convention Center, and it was totally, totally excellent. I mean, it's just a spectacle. You know, if you love anime, you'll meet, you know, thousands, literally thousands of people who are into the same anime as you are. Tons of people in cosplay.
Yeah.
Tons of stuff to look at, to buy, to play. They had a cool little arcade with Japanese games there. Just a really great convention. Really a good time.
Yeah. This one is really all about the people that go.
Yes.
It's all about the characters they dress up as and the animes that they love. And people kind of meeting each other and, you know, getting together because of their shared interest in anime.
Totally.
You know, there's kind of like Phoenix Comic Con. This one had a lot of focus on cosplay.
Mm, yes.
You know, people talking about how to make the costumes and, you know, where to get the stuff and just cosplay in general, which really has grown hugely in the culture.
Yeah.
For those of you who don't know what cosplay is literally costume play, where people dress up as the characters they love or the character that they've created and they play, you know, kind of role play games as that character.
Yes.
So it's just become this huge counterculture kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it started in Japan and has been huge in Japan for many, many years.
It was just Halloween, you know.
Yes, exactly. Here's just Halloween, exactly. And it really has taken on. And you know, and one of the other really cool things is what cosplay does, what it opens up for people is that you know, much like when you go to a Comic Con, you'll get a lot of people who are in these anime costumes, but you'll get a lot of people who's also in video game costumes,
mm-hmm.
and you know, in superhero costumes.
Well, and nowadays those things even kind of merge. I mean, with movies like Resident Evil Degeneration,
yes,
which you know, blends anime, computer graphics, and video games.
Yeah. You know, I have to say real quick, we Resident Evil was on TV the other day. We watched it again,
mm-hmm.
Paul W.S. Anderson's. And I got to say, it was a lot better having watched all those Uwe Boll movies over again.
Well, I also think it's better when you get away from the fact that you're, like, when you're watching it the first time, you're like, wait, where are all the characters I love? But when you watch it as what it is, which is essentially a prequel.
Yeah.
You know, a prequel to the mansion, you know, the mansion debacle of the first game, you know?
Totally.
Like,
yeah, I totally agree. You know, I think that the beginning and the end are really awesome for the lovers of the game. It sort of becomes a little generic-y zombie movie in the middle there. But but at the same time, you know, the game, you know, is all about killing zombies.
So, yeah.
But in the mythology of what's going on there. But anyway, that's not what we're talking about. I guess totally got reminded. But there were a lot of Resident Evil people there, by the way, at the Comic-Con. We're collecting a nice amount of pictures all over the place of Resident Evil people.
Yes.
They're everywhere. And it's totally awesome. But yeah, you know, hopefully by the time you guys hear this, all of our pictures will be up. We took a plethora of pictures here. So a lot of people and a lot of really awesome costumes.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say, I'm a big fan of the costumes from Gurren Lagann.
Yes, Gurren Lagann, which is an anime that we actually just decided to start watching yesterday because of all the people in the costumes from it. It's a Do you want to talk about the anime, or do you want to just, should we just go?
I don't know. Should we talk? I guess that is the question.
Right?
To be or not to be. Are we going to talk about the convention first, or are we just going to start getting into animes that we've been watching lately, or are we just going to put them, you know, we're going to smash them together like Super Smash Brothers, which, by the way, many, many people in Super Smash Brothers cosplay there, too.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I just think this convention is really, really cool because it's really nice. Unlike Comic-Con, it's sort of a big media thing that, you know, everyone's waiting in line to see, you know, the guys from Supernatural or, you know, the next Star Trek movie or something. You know, these are just people who are fans of anime or fans of video games, just, you know, dress up or just, you know, come here. And you know, it's just a great place for the geeks out there, who love anime, who love video games, and who, you know, who aren't watching, you know, the World Cup right now.
It's the ultimate for the fans.
Exactly, exactly. And yeah, it's just, you know, I really appreciate, you know, we've been able to go to a lot of conventions, and though I love Comic-Con, and Comic-Con will always be, you know, the main one, Comic-Con is sort of like the Super Bowl of conventions.
Yeah.
You know, it's really hard to park, it's hard to get through, it's hard to, you know, just have the stamina just to deal with it. It's nice, this convention, because you're able to, you know, get in there and park and just see all the, like, wild, cool stuff that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I gotta say, and I say this every time I go to a show, but there are some primo hot chicks at the anime convention, and there were like 2 years ago when we went, there were,
it was actually 2007,
was it? Was it? Wow, wow. It was 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Wow. There are so many more hot chicks this year. It's
crazy. Well, it was
a
bigger convention.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. And, you know, unlike Comic-Con or E3, where you get a lot of booth babes,
yeah,
these are all chicks who came on their own accord. Mm-hmm. They made their own costumes, yeah, or they bought their costumes.
They didn't. That's the thing. You don't buy these costumes. Most of the people make them. You know, they,
yeah,
they put these things together. They spend their time on it. And that's kind of like, that's the funny thing about cosplay. You've got all of these girls and guys,
yeah,
who totally know how to make their own costumes. And I'm talking everything from, like, the metal work. Like, these people, like, solder and use, like, you know, torches and cut their metal and, like...
like flash dance up in here.
Yeah, and wear, like, you know, 60 pounds of metal,
yeah,
just so they can look like a knight. Like,
yes.
It's out of control.
We met a few guys who made all their own armor and stuff. It was
crazy.
They are
so proud of that,
yeah,
stuff.
I was like, wow, that's really cool. I made a sandwich once. It,
yeah,
turned,
seriously,
out pretty awesome also. I might say so myself.
Sandwiches are good.
Sandwiches are brutal. You know, one of the really cool things that we didn't actually get to do, but I know that there were a lot of screen rooms too for a lot of animes that you, yeah, might like. And
also
they were
very long lines.
Very long lines. Well, you know, they were showing one of the Trigun movies. So, people that I don't believe is out yet. So a lot of people want to see that. But yeah, just what a great event. And also one of the really cool things is because, you know, we're around, you know, we do a lot of research for the show. We do a lot of different stuff. And so, you know, sometimes we've been in anime for years.
Yeah.
But sometimes, you know, we can't watch a lot of anime all the time because
there's
a lot
of other
stuff.
We kind of fall off of our duties in watching anime.
Well, you know, sometimes we're in a video game. Sometimes we're, you know, into just normal movies. It really depends. And oftentimes superhero
sometimes
movies.
Sometimes we're busy watching Uwe Boll films.
Exactly. You never know. It just
could have been watching anime.
It just depends on the topic. Exactly. Yes. It depends how much torture we want to really go through on any given week. But, you know, it was really great to get back into watching anime. You know, there's certain things that we always watch. You know, we've been watching Death Note lately,
mm-hmm,
which we just love, which is just out of control, creepy, crazy. You know, we're huge fans of Dragon Ball Z.
Although we just recently really started getting into Dragon Ball,
yes,
which is amazing.
So much more subversive than,
yeah,
Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, man. I'm so glad they've been putting out these new sets of all of them.
Yes. Now, I have to say, by the way, I have a very good friend back from where I'm from who has been watching TV, has been watching Nickelodeon, and apparently right after Avatar The Last Airbender, they have a show called Dragon Ball Kai.
Right.
Which is basically a super, super edited down version of Dragon Ball Z.
So, like, all the picnics?
Yeah.
There or are they not there?
I don't know, but apparently none of the violence is there. You hardly see any punches connect.
So,
you don't see any blood. So, basically, it's funny because I remember when I was first getting into anime, when I was in high school, I was really, really into anime and in Dragon Ball, and I remember, you know, there were a lot of, a lot of anime purists who thought that, you know, watching Dragon Ball Z on Cartoon Network was, you know, you might as well get a lobotomy. Like, it's so different.
Because it itself was sanitized.
Yeah, because it's so sanitized and it's not as graphically violent or sexualized. And I think, you know, what's really funny is, you know, it's now going even to more of an extreme because now it's on Nickelodeon.
Yeah, well, it's like for itty-bitty children.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And so apparently...
Which makes sense for putting it on after Avatar, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah, no, I mean...
I'm sorry, Avatar The Last Airbender.
Yes.
My bad.
Yes. No, it's Avatar The Last Airbender.
No, it is not Avatar. His name is not Aang, and it is not Avatar.
The entire time we're watching The Last Airbender, we saw it the other day, all I could think of is like, what, are they afraid James Cameron's going to sue them if they say Avatar?
Gosh.
Like, really? Come on, guys.
If they do make a sequel to this, you know what they're not going to have in it?
What?
They're not going to have that tree of life that's in the cartoon
show. Oh, dear, I know. Can you believe that?
My God.
That episode we saw, I was like, wow, that's Avatar. Oh, no, I'm sorry. No, it is Avatar, yeah, because now this is Avatar. Yeah, we'll be talking about that later, though. With the very, by us, highly anticipated The Last Airbender, we got to see it, and we will be reviewing it.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you could tell, but I'm not sure how positive the review will be, but we'll have to see for that.
So let's...
Spoiler alert.
Before, you know, you just kind of jumped right into starting to talk about our favorite animes and stuff.
Yes.
But, you know...
Sorry, I jumped.
Whereas I got to give a little definition of what cosplay is, we haven't even talked about what anime is.
You know, that's a good point, because...
There's a lot of people out there who have seen anime.
Yes.
And they would recognize it, and they would recognize specific animes.
Yes.
But they have never heard the term anime. In fact, actually, when we were at the Anime Expo, there were some Lakers fans that were there, I think, getting some, like, Lakers memorabilia, and they came...
They're
up
blowing
to...
up cars, you know, like last time we were in a Lakers game. Oh, no, you're right.
No, this was a nice group of kids. They come over to us, and they
were blowing up cars.
Like, yeah, the two of us looking like the most normal people there.
Yes.
You know, regular
because
clothes.
We were in normal clothes, yes.
We were not in costume.
We did not have giant sword guns or hair that spiked up everywhere.
So
I always wanted that.
This nice group of kids, they come up to us, you know, they've got all their Lakers memorabilia
nice.
With them.
Mean.
They were not.
I'm just kidding. I'll let you go with the story now.
They're holding all their Lakers memorabilia and they're like, what kind of a convention is this? And we're like, anime. And they're like looking at us like we're speaking another language, which, you know, kind of we are.
Yes. and they said, an anime convention? You mean anime from Geek World?
Then, like, that's
no.
me.
Yeah, exactly. It was like, whoa! No, that didn't actually happen. No.
Yeah, so you know, we explained to them that it's Japanese animation, and, you know, you list off some of the more popular ones in America right now. You know, things like Naruto or Pokemon or Dragon Ball Z, Cowboy Bebop, you know? And these are some of the ones that are popular because of, like, Cartoon Network, and they've just become very popular in America. But all those are examples of anime, of this Japanese animation. The funny thing about anime is that it's this Japanese style that's sort of based on Disney. Like, back in the day, it's this kind of culled from the Disney look, but then made also with kind of traditional Japanese art influences infused in.
Yeah, I'm just going to slaughter certain people's names, but basically anime can all be stemmed from kind of one person. This guy who sort of created the manga style, he sort of created the big eye look.
Yes.
Asumu Tezuka.
Yeah.
And he created
of anime.
Yes, he created Astro Boy, which started in 1963, the anime did. And, you know, this sort of it was sort of a response to, you know, Hiroshima and Nagasaki and the kind of taking the kind of fallout of this atomic stuff that happened to them and turning into something that was positive, which was a atomic, you know, fueled Tetsuan armor child, a little cyborg child, and
out of the horror comes a hero.
Exactly. You know? And that sort of kind of started it all.
Now, another term that you'll hear in relation to anime is manga.
Yes.
Manga is actually the drawn kind of comic book of sorts. And it's you know, the same highly stylized artwork and the same kind of adult themes. That's one of the things that a lot of people don't really realize about anime and manga, that though they are cartoons, they are not made for children.
Yes.
One of the reasons that anime, you know, got so huge was because Japanese studios couldn't really afford to do the kind of effects that American studios in Hollywood
very
could.
Low budgets.
And so the way that they got around that was, instead of doing live action, they did it all in animation.
Mm-hmm.
And so it made for these things that you could take to these really extreme levels and make all these crazy things happen, because it was all animated. You didn't have to worry about
adding CGI to your people, and like, and you didn't have to worry about actors in general and what they could or couldn't do.
Yeah.
And it also made it so that it could go way, way more extreme than your traditional, just traditional action movie or traditional cartoon for that matter.
Yeah, it really is one of those, you know, necessity is the mother of all invention. You know, basically, you're right. They didn't have a lot of money, and they wanted to be able to, you know, come out with movies and come out with stuff that, that adults could watch, and anime was born. And you're right. You know, it's very important to separate anime from a cartoon.
Yes.
Because, you know, though they both, you know, are animated, that's pretty much as close as they come to actually being the same. Other than that, most cartoons, especially American cartoons, tend to be more comical or kind of lighter.
And this is kind of the irony of what they did to that Dragon Ball Kai, that's what it's called, right? Dragon Ball Kai, where they took out all of the adult stuff. They changed it, essentially. They tried to change it from an anime to a cartoon.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
They took away what makes it what it is.
Yeah, and that happens sometimes too. I can't remember what the story is. I think it might have been that Cardcaptors, but I know there was an anime where they had the boy character was gay, and so they had to like change his character and make like the girl the main character or something like that, because they didn't, you know, because that wouldn't fly with American audiences. But I'm not sure if it's that one or not. But
that's the other thing that we've noticed, that like a lot of these animes are very progressive in their ideologies. You know, characters are very much equal in it. You know, the gay characters are just as important as the straight.
It's like a blaxploitation movie.
Yeah, you're absolutely. Yeah, no, it's a perfect analogy. You know,
Shafton is
gay
many
buddy,
different
yeah,
friends.
Yeah. Hey, you know.
I want to write a report.
It's diversity.
I want to write a report. I want to write something someday that talks about how Shaft is really like the Wizard of Oz. You know, he picks up all these friends that are all very different. And,
yes.
I think, you know, no, I have no idea what I'm talking about. But
are you calling him Dorothy?
I guess. I don't really
weird.
Know. That is
you
bizarre.
Stop that.
He does have cool shoes, though. I don't think they're red. No. No, nothing. Well, let me take that back.
Yeah, take that back.
Sorry, Richard Roundtree. Please don't beat me up like you did those vampires in From Dusk Till Dawn.
Because
that would be a total bummer.
I don't know, but they would also be really cool.
It would be kind of awesome, wouldn't it? I would love to get punched by Richard Roundtree.
Yeah.
Richard Roundtree, if you're listening right now, email us and punch me. Anyway.
Hey, that will be our new segment.
Yes. Oh, God. No, 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 no. Anyway. So, you know, one of the really cool things about the guy who came up with Astro Boy was, you know, apparently he was this huge Disney fan, and apparently that he had seen Bambi over and over again, and, you know, the whole sort of... myth is that he saw it like 80 times
and like sat there in the theater drawing it frame for frame.
Yeah. And he wanted to bring sort of the aesthetic and the overall coolness of Disney films and how they tell a story. And he wanted to bring that into, you know, Japanese art form. And so he created the manga and thus the anime too. And
it's
really cool to actually be able to pinpoint it all to one guy. That's very rare.
Yeah.
You know, especially when we're talking about comic books or certain movies, genres of film. It's very rare to be able to point anything to one person or one particular movie. So it's sort of awesome, I think.
Well,
to say
yeah,
the least.
I mean he essentially, you know, he's his own Walt Disney.
Yes.
You know, it's that they're, you know, one they're for the different kinds of animation, you know what I mean? So.
Well, and the other thing too is that even if people aren't sure, you know, I think you bring up the good point of a lot of people are probably very familiar with a lot of different animes. They just don't realize they're animes. I remember when we were talking to the group of youngsters you were talking about. Youngsters. Yeah, I had to say
whatever.
It. Whatever. I was say I love that, youngsters. No one says that anymore. That was brilliant.
Nobody in their 20s is allowed to say that.
Yeah, you're right. I probably shouldn't be saying that, huh? Anyway,
I mean, do you want to pretend you're 50 or 60 or 90?
I want to be Master Roshi, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah.
But you know. Anyway. But you know the kids. I don't know. I don't know what you want to call them. But they knew what bleach was. You know, they had seen that before on like Adult Swim. And so you know, there are a few. You know, there are a few out there that, you know, a lot of people be like, oh yeah. Like I think one of the really interesting things is, you know,
I think Pokemon is probably
yes.
Like, I think that would be what people are absolutely most familiar familiar with, because I mean, Pokemon kind of kicked Barney's butt. You know what I mean? It, like, all of a sudden, kids were going for this thing that was a little bit cooler than all of those stupid, you know, people dressed up in things.
Yeah, you know, Pokemon, I wish I could come up with a good example from another source, but with Pokemon, what's really interesting about that is a lot of people are like, oh, Pokemon, you know, the silly kid stuff. But what was really interesting about it is we were watching this documentary, and the fact is, you know, there are so many great animes that came out before Pokemon, but the thing was, Pokemon was the thing that really made it popular in America and kind of all over. And
Pokemon is actually really funny because the Pokemon, like, the story of how it even became this cartoon is similar to, what is it, Transformers or G.I. Joe?
Yes,
like,
Transformers.
Where it started off as one of these, I don't know how many of you remember the Tamagotchis.
Yes.
But they were these little mechanical, like, animals that you raised. Well, in Japan, they had these little pocket monster things that were the same kind of thing, except the kids would train them. You train your little mechanical monster to fight, and you'd fight against, you know, against other people's little mechanical monsters. And from that spawned this, you know, this cartoon, this anime. And, and so very much like how Transformers, it was these fun little transforming toys that then, you know, spawned this animation that is also incredibly interesting because it kind of merged American and Japanese work together.
Yeah, I think, you know, I think you bring up a really good point. It's the fact that, you know, the giant kind of robot was sort of created in Japan. Mm-hmm. That idea in art and the thing was, Transformers, most people don't know, was a Japanese toy line. And Hasbro, you know, made a comic book and then a TV show from it. But it totally is, you know, it is in essence Japanese. But man, Pokemon, I mean, I remember watching Pokemon when I was a kid, and it's still popular today. It's amazing how long it's lasted. I mean, I gotta say, I bought a Game Boy Color because of Pokemon Color.
Well, I mean, Transformers are still popular. They just made the live action films of them, like, the, you know, they're working on the third one right now, but I mean, they keep on evolving that too.
Yeah, I mean, Transformers is so unique because it feels so American to us Americans because it was, you know, because it was produced in America, and all the writing was done in America.
Well, weren't the toys from an American company, or were they from a Japanese company?
I think that I'm not. It was a Japanese toy that I think Hasbro bought the rights to, and made the comic book and the movie. But TV show, the cartoon. But obviously, you know, it went on to, God, I totally lost my track of thought when you asked me that. What? Shut up! You talk now! I'm sick and tired of this!
No,
I'm just saying,
going.
You totally throw me off. I don't even remember what I was going to say next. G.I. Joe is totally awesome. The end. That's all I was going to say. But, you know, some of the other things, like Voltron, for instance, I remember watching when I was a kid, loving Voltron, and that's totally an anime. I think a lot of people might have seen Gatchaman, which was Battle of the Planets, and, you know, there's a lot of this. And, you know, and to go on, you know, obviously later, Dragon Ball. I know a lot of people had seen Dragon Ball on, like, Saturday mornings. I remember when I first met you, you were familiar with what Dragon Ball Z was.
I mean it's part of what brought us, like, closer together.
You know, I thought it was really funny. We went to this scene at the Phoenix Comic Con, and there was a guy there who was, we were doing a little voice acting thing for fun, and there was a guy who kind of called Dragon Ball the, excuse me, what do you call Dragon Ball? He called Dragon Ball the gateway drug into anime.
Yeah.
Which I thought was really funny and also, you know, very perceptive. I think, you know, between Dragon Ball and Pokemon, a lot of people have gone into, you know, anime. What I always loved about Pokemon is, you know, for me, just looking on the outside, it kind of felt like, you know, teaching kids about cockfighting. Like, this is great. You know, this is totally cool. You know, you should find an animal in the wild and trap it and then, you know, make it fight for you when you want it to. Awesome.
You're right in that twisted way. Like, that's you're right. That really is what it's about.
Monsters. So.
As with any cartoon, like iShield 21, which we'll be talking about later, where, you know, one of the kids just has a gun all the time, like a bazooka that he randomly fires off on the football field.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing about,
like, you know, these things, it's they're cartoons, which makes it so that you can do things like that because it's not real.
Well, you know, and the thing about anime is that it not only covers so many genres. I mean, it is sort of like one of the principal, if not the principal, sort of entertainment medium in Japan. I mean, there's so much of it. It's so ingrained. I mean, there are Japanese movies that are out there, but there's just so much anime and manga being produced every year.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it goes from everything like something like Eye Shield, which we talk about, which is a little more kind of for kids, or mm-hmm. you know, Dragon Ball, even though Dragon Ball itself, or I should say Pokemon, because Dragon Ball is a little subversive.
Yeah. Like Speed Racer.
Yeah, Speed Racer, which are more for kids. But then you get to stuff like, you know, Ghost in the Shell, which is very adult themed. And then you even Ninja Scroll. And then you even go further with stuff like La Blue Girl, which you kids out there are not allowed to watch. Told you to watch it.
That would be under another topic called Hentai.
Yeah,
Is if your child is ever looking at anything Hentai, turn their computer off. Make sure that they are not watching it, because essentially it's anime porn. Essentially,
I would say that it is better for your kid to watch real porn than to watch Hentai.
Yeah.
Because some of the Hentai comes off so disturbing. If you're a little kid and that's the first thing you see.
Pornography plus tentacled demons.
Yeah, yeah. It could actually mess you up.
Yeah, stop imagining it now, because you really don't want to know where your mind is going to go from
there. I can't even imagine. You know, like, I remember, you know, when I was a kid, you know, there would always be the one friend that had, you know, the dad.
The Playboy or
that would have either a Playboy or, like, you know, the Master Betamax, you know. Like that. And you know, there were porn videos, you know, but you know, now, you know, with online capabilities, you know, boy, I couldn't even imagine if Hentai was the first thing I ever saw like that. It messed me up. I mean, Aeon Flux on Liquid Television was hard enough for me.
Seriously.
And that, you know, that wasn't Hentai at all. So
yeah.
We're totally talking about it, by the way.
Yes. Well, let's actually take our first break here.
Yes.
So we'll be back with more anime, and later on we'll be talking about The Last Airbender.
Yes.
In a world of chaos and confusion, there are but two geeks who can clear everything up. Anna and Dave, Geek World, Thursdays at noon on 92.5 KYHY Burbank.
We're back. You're listening to Geek World on 92.5 KYHY. We are your superhero, superhost, Anime, and Dave, bringing you the best in the world of geek. And today, anime. Because, you know, I'm
That's
anime.
You. Wait, we're just talking about you today?
Yeah.
Jeez. Could you get any more egotistical?
Probably.
Thanks. Most likely, yeah. No.
Don't forget.
No, you can, actually. I know this, yes.
If you want to get in touch with us, send us an email to geekworldradio@yahoo.com. Check out our website at geekworldradio.com and follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/geekworldradio. And keep an eye out, watch out for Geekin, because he is trying to invade. And I don't know. I'm not sure we're going to let him.
I know. No, he needs to be under our control.
He goes wild.
Yes, he's nuts. He's crazy. Wild. By the way, we finally got an E3 video up, too. So
yes.
You can check that out on our website.
It's right there on the homepage.
Yes. So you'll, like, go to the homepage, and it'll be right there.
Geekworldradio.com.
Yes, and you can see all the cool stuff we saw at E3, all the Kinect, all the Marvel vs. Capcom,
mm-hmm.
all the cool stuff, all the Killzone, all the fun stuff.
Yeah.
All the good times had by all.
And eventually, maybe we'll get some up of all the hot chicks at Anime Expo, rather.
If nothing else, you're going to get a whole lot of pictures. I went nuts with the pictures.
Yeah, you went out of freaking control.
Yeah, like... Really, it's crazy, but it'll be
like
well worth looking at.
300 pictures.
Yeah, I know. Luckily, we won't be posting all of
that. I'm not even exaggerating
that. Yeah, I took a lot of pictures. Hey, you know, there were so many cool costumes.
There were, no.
Yes.
There were amazing
There were
costumes.
Some amazing ones. Yeah, there was the girl Samus from Metroid there.
Oh, my God.
Holy moly, right?
Oh, between her and Battlesuit Jill?
Battlesuit Jill from Resident Evil 5.
Gosh.
Holy moly, yeah.
And poor Stars guys. Like, Battlesuit Jill was having none of it. Like,
yeah.
they're all standing around.
Hey.
Her, like, hey, we could be in your pictures. And she's all like, no, I'm hot.
Yeah.
I am way too hot to be surrounded by you guys.
Oh, she did not say that. Or maybe she did. I have no idea.
No, but I'm pretty sure she was giving them, like, you know, like high school cheerleader looks.
Yeah,
you know,
well,
like I'm the high school cheerleader and you guys are not the football team.
Well, she could. She could. She,
It's true.
To fit into that costume so well.
Oh, my God.
You know, boy howdy.
Yeah.
Anywho.
That's why they were just standing there staring.
Yes, exactly. You know, I remember I have a few Pokemon video games. waves. And I remember playing, I have an N64 one, Battle Arena, and I remember having you play it once.
Oh,
and you're
so
like,
boring.
And it's a turn-based, you know, game, and so, you know, you push the button and the Pokemon does something, and then you wait for the other one to. And I remember you sitting there with the controller like, wait, how do I move the character? And you're just trying to move the character anyway because you thought it was like a fighting game, you know?
Yeah,
like
it's not
like
a fighting game.
Yeah, not so much.
No, no,
yeah.
It's essentially, you know, it's essentially a game of like regular cards where like you put a card down and I put a card down.
Yeah.
I mean, why weren't we just playing with cards?
Yeah, yeah, we might as well have been. Yeah,
like, yeah. I mean,
because it looks much prettier this way.
No, it really doesn't. Like that that's the worst part about it. That like that they have these really neat graphics on the cards.
Yeah.
You know, like and they don't have that on the Nintendo.
No, not so much.
Was it your Nintendo Color, right? Or was it?
Yes, the Nintendo Color. Yeah.
Weird.
By the way, you know, you were mentioning earlier, so I'm just going to steal your thunder here.
My thunder.
You were saying that you noticed that there were a lot of people taking pictures of people with their DSs.
Yes.
There. Totally agree.
Well, I'm going to steal your thunder and say it'll be really cool when they have the 3DS.
Oh! How could you do this to me? Everyone, I'm going to let everyone know you stole that. Yeah, no, totally.
I just let everyone know I stole it.
Oh, wait, you're right. Darren. Well, then, touche.
You know, you stole mine. I stole yours.
Exactly. That's how it works, you know. When we were at E3, we got to take each other's pictures with the DS, and it looks so cool, the 3DS.
Yeah, I totally stuck my tongue out.
Yes.
Which is kind of frightening. My tongue is ridiculously long.
Yes, yes. You are the illegitimate child of Gene Simmons, I've decided.
Seriously.
Yes. The villain of that Tom Selleck movie. I can't remember right now.
I'm pretty sure I'm part lizard.
Yes, I would have to say that. Yes, very cold-blooded. You know,
actually, that's true, too.
That lizard movie looks kind of awesome, though. When we saw the 3D trailer for The Last Airbender.
Yeah, like Durango or something.
Yeah, Durango. Yeah, it looks awesome. Like, the animation looks really, really cool.
It looks
cool.
Really fun.
Yeah, it's very... I like how different it looks from Pixar. I think they were just trying to be different than Pixar. I think that was their point.
That was a pretty spectacular little tease for it.
Yeah, I have to say, there's no reason to see The Last Airbender in 3D because
not
there's no 3D elements really at all.
We decided that it's kind of like, after our 3D show where we just panned anything that wasn't shot for 3D, we decided we could, you know, something like The Last Airbender that had all this time to prepare.
Yeah.
We decided we had to, you know, we had to give it a try just so that we could kind of give our final, you know, our final blow to it or say, hey, we were kind of wrong.
Yeah.
We were not wrong.
No.
There are movies that are shot in 3D, upcoming movies like the new Resident Evil movie.
Yeah, I just I love the preponderance of lies. You know, I remember reading someone who was like, oh, but the way they shot Last Airbender is really, you know, will really work well with 3D, everything coming at you.
It's funny because you'd think it should.
Yeah.
But all these things that somehow that could have been really well done with 3D, there was nothing.
Like, yeah. M. Night did not shoot a movie meant to be put into 3D. No way.
But yeah, these conversions, it's just to essentially steal your money.
Yeah.
It's not
100%.
We absolutely say do not see movies that were not shot for 3D. Now, if you're wondering what movies were shot for 3D that are coming up, like I said, the new Resident Evil movie that's coming out, that one was shot for 3D.
Evil Afterlife.
Yeah, it was shot with the I think actually the one newer version
camera.
Of the camera that was used to shoot Avatar.
Yes.
Not The Last Airbender.
No.
Avatar. With all those blue people.
Yes, the blue
thing. Not the Smurfs that
are
coming out.
The tall Smurfs.
The 10-foot tall blue people. With hot Zoe Saldana.
Yes. We finally saw that Smurfs trailer, too, by the way. That kind of looks interesting, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it was just a tease. Very much a tease.
Yeah.
So, wait, what are some of the other movies that are coming out that are shot in 3D?
There's four I can think of right now. Two live action, which Resident Evil Afterlife, we've already mentioned, which we're super excited for, and Tron Legacy, which, you know, we finally just got to the original Tron, which, by the way, is spectacular, if you've never seen it. I'm sure most of you have.
Yeah.
But a totally spectacular movie, and so we're really, really, really
That was one of our nerd failures, having not seen that, you know, despite that it came out, like, before we were born.
Almost. Yeah, pretty much. It only came out a few years. And honestly... I'm just so excited for Tron Legacy. You know, like
we were excited before we had ever seen Tron, and now that we've seen Tron, happy July 4th to us.
Oh man,
it's like, oh my god! And by the way, we made mention of the game. You know, that we played a little bit at E3, but after watching the original Tron, that game is so much more fun.
Yeah,
like I totally get it. I totally understand that they were really going for you feel like you're playing the movie, and that's, you know, that really I can really see that
totally. And And we have video from the game, too, on our video for E3.
Yeah, there's actually a bunch of it.
Yeah, because I just it was great footage, and so I was like, got to use it. And
did you get any? I don't think you included any of Will Wheaton playing, though.
No, I did not. I was going to, but that's for my special stalker file.
I think we're going to have a Will Wheaton, stalker fest video or something.
Yes, we have to go to the shrine and put a little TV there.
And somehow that will convince him to be on our show.
Yes. Yes. Most likely. Yes. I think that
will
definitely
Wheaton
work.
We're stalking
yeah.
You.
If nothing else, we'll use the misery ploy. We'll break his legs until he does it. So it's going to work out either way, Will Wheaton. Just you wait. now that the crazy's over.
The crazy never ends.
Oh man! So wait, what are we talking about on the show? Anime?
Well, yeah, we had
anime. What are we talking about? Anime? 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 It's anime, right?
Well, we had kind of we started talking about a little bit about Avatar, The Last Airbender,
and
how you shouldn't really see any movie that was not shot for 3D.
I know. You were talking about the stuff that was shot that was native in 3D.
Yeah.
There's two DreamWorks movies that are coming out, or one of them's DreamWorks, one's Universal. There's Despicable Me, and there's a Megamind, and I believe they're both also made for 3D. They're 3D animation, like Monsters vs. Aliens, How to Fly Your Dragon.
How
to Train Your Dragon, thanks. And so, those will also be in 3D, but man, Resident Evil, boy howdy. I gotta say, watching back to the original one, I'm glad we did, is the fact that, they didn't do a lot of things, they didn't do a ton of things to make the fans really happy, but at the same time, some of the stuff from the game looked exactly like it should have looked, like that dog, that rotting dog, and it just makes me so excited for the executioner in Resident Evil Afterlife.
Well, and it also feels like the movies, because they kind of enmeshed themselves into the Resident Evil universe. It felt like in later games that they actually pulled stuff from the movies.
Totally. 100%.
I mean, I don't know. I'm gaining a bigger and bigger appreciation for Paul W.S. Anderson.
Yeah, he's
kind of the antithesis of Uwe Boll. He's a guy that really appreciates.
Yeah,
he seems like a geek in the best way possible. You know what I mean?
They are the Cain and Abel of video game directors. There is like the shining light of hope, and then there's like the black hole of like meaningless terror.
Yeah, well,
guess which is which. It's not that hard.
I can tell you that the awesomeness gets himself Mila Jovovich.
Yes,
so.
Exactly. See, that's what you get for being awesome. Congratulations.
Yeah. Congratulations.
And I hate you. I love Mila Jovovich. Every time Fifth Element's on TV, we have to watch it.
I will not shut that movie off.
It's not. I don't think it's Luc Besson's best movie, but I think it's his most watchable movie over and over again.
I think it's his best because, in a different genre. Because usually his movies aren't like...
No, they're usually crime thriller type movies.
Exactly, and this one is
or action
equally
movies, rather.
Comedy. You know, it's as much
this is
comedy
a sci-fi
as it
comedy.
Is.
It's the most. It's very
it's
different.
Probably, I guess that taxi cab movie is also comedy, right? Or
what?
Never mind.
What are you talking about?
I'm sorry.
He didn't do that.
No. I'm
Wait,
sorry.
What movie?
I'm mixing people up.
Okay.
Ignore me.
No problem. Yeah. I think that Leon the Professional and Nikita are both like unbelievable movies, but I think that Fifth Element is just like it's so watchable, and I still by far what's his name, Chris he only does Rush Hour movies, Chris Tucker. Yeah,
right.
It's not my fault. If a Rush Hour movie's not being made, he's not in movies.
I was not mixing it up. He wrote that Taxi movie.
Oh, he wrote and produced the Taxi movies.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
okay.
those are funny, right?
Yeah.
Or supposed to be.
Yeah. But Luc Besson does a lot of producing though.
That's
produced
true.
Taken. And he
But he
does...
also does a lot of the writing. Like
yes.
that's he's just so cool.
Yeah,
he's
awesome.
So cool.
Yeah, he's pretty awesome, and yeah, he's just. Totally, totally awesome. Anyway.
I want to meet that Frenchman someday.
Yes. Exactly. Well, we already are friends with one Frenchman.
We are
who knows parkour.
Yes, David Bell is our best friend.
Yes.
And
so that's one. We got one down. So, hey, do you know?
Now, next we need Luc Besson. We need Cyril Raffaelli.
Yes.
Yes.
Jean Renault.
Yeah.
Yes. There's a whole lot of French people that we need to be friends with. And it must happen. There's just really no way to not.
Yeah.
Yeah, most likely. Okay, anyway, back to anime, which,
back
is what the show is about. It's all about you. This is your life. Okay, so, welcome to New Jersey, and now we're leaving. Sorry.
And moving to Los Angeles.
Yes, moving
it's
to Los
way better there.
Yes, because who wants to be in New Jersey?
Apparently, there's that should be a name. Jersey Shore.
That should be a name of a TV show. Who wants to be in New Jersey? No one.
Apparently, Guidettes or something.
Yeah, it's sort of like that show where they just throw crap off a building. It's what is up with that?
Downfall.
That is the most like disgusting show in the history of the world.
No,
like,
it's
right
not,
now,
no, that's not nearly as disgusting right now, as the Swan.
Right now, that's true. But right now, we're in. You know, the economy
They're
sucks.
They're running out of ideas.
The economy
let's
sucks.
Run things
let's,
off a building.
Let's waste money. Let's just destroy crap. Wouldn't that be great?
You know what? I bet all like the furniture they're running off there is stuff that's like made with poisonous materials anyway.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
Like, you know,
yeah.
And your best bet is to actually let it fall off the building. You just hope to get it before, like, you know, your kid who's afraid of heights has to fall.
Every time I see these go over, I think of, you know, Nikita, the guy zapping stuff. Zap, zap. He's just like hitting stuff with a bat. You might as well do that. Yeah, I don't get it.
Let's just go into Avatar right now. Let's go.
Oh, the Last Airbender.
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry. The Last Airbender. That's okay. We have not been able to call this movie The Last Airbender ever because the show is called Avatar.
Yeah,
the Last Airbender.
Avatar,
it's mostly Avatar. You know, Avatar is what's in big letters.
Yeah, and you know they were going to call
you, James
it.
Cameron.
They were going to call it Avatar: Last Airbender, but Fox already optioned the name for the film, and they didn't want any sort of confusion, so they changed the Last Airbender. I mean, at least lucky for them that they're it's Avatar: colon, The Last Airbender.
Yeah.
At least you know they had
at least
another
they had
title.
A second name,
yeah. Could you imagine if it was only Avatar?
And at least that second name is completely appropriate because the character of Aang is the Last Airbender.
Yes, it's like the last Kryptonian or something. Yeah, I think we were going into this movie with super high expectations.
Now,
you know,
there's a few reasons that we were going into this with super high expectations.
Yeah.
Number one is that we love Avatar The Last Airbender, the cartoon.
It's a great cartoon.
We'd only seen book one. We've actually just started book two because it just came out to Netflix streaming.
Yes.
Thank you, Netflix streaming.
We don't have Nickelodeon, so
we are poor.
poor people.
As I've said before, you want to pay us to do the show?
Yes.
Pay us.
Give us money.
Send
us money to Geek World on the Radio. Wait.
That's not, no, no.
Anime
don't
on the radio.
Send any to Geek World on the Radio anywhere. No.
Yeah. My bad. Sorry. I'm multitasking. I totally know what the email address is.
Yeah, sure you do.
I'm multitasking. Sorry. Anyway,
so yeah. So we absolutely loved the show, and we also had really high hopes for M. Night because we've actually liked some of his movies that are ones that other people just like haven't liked as much. I think we actually enjoyed Lady in the Water a lot more than other people because we didn't go into it expecting a regular M. Night movie.
Yeah, we
and
liked the fact that it wasn't an M. Night movie.
Right,
it was very different.
The trailer for it kept making it seem like one of the typical M. Night movies, but the movie itself was very not his typical thing.
Yeah, no, very much. Yeah,
And we actually really appreciated that. What's the other movie? Unbreakable, right?
Yes, Unbreakable is one of my favorite superhero movies.
Mm-hmm.
It's my favorite M. Night movie by far. Bruce Willis just pulls it, just a great performance.
Mm-hmm.
Samuel Jackson's really good in it, too. And it's a very, very good movie and a very realistic type of superhero movie before they were doing that, before they were doing, like, Batman Begins and stuff.
So between those two things and then the trailer for The Last Airbender for the live action coming out, we saw that and we're like, oh, my gosh. Like, wow, this absolutely captures the spirit of the show.
100%. Every frame we saw from the trailer was exactly looked like a frame from the cartoon, and so we couldn't be more excited.
Mm-hmm. So we went into this. Now, granted, we didn't go into it thinking, oh, this is going to be the best movie ever, but we went into it thinking, wow, M. Night has this shot to do something great, and we think that he has the capability to maybe do it.
Totally. That's what we were thinking.
Yes. That was not what we were thinking once we came out of it.
And then we saw the movie.
Yeah.
Boy, howdy. You know, we were wondering why there were so many negative reviews, and we were hoping, you know, there are times when, you know, people, for instance, Speed Racer is a perfect example. We think Speed Racer is a fantastic movie. The Wachowskis.
And anyone who knows the cartoons, who knows the anime Speed Racer, who's watched it, I mean, I've given this example a million times, but I'll give it again. If you want to know where they got a very large portion of the storyline for the live-action Speed Racer from, it was from this one episode called The Trick Race.
Yep.
A great, great episode of the old anime, but they pretty much, you know, ripped large portions of the storyline directly from that yeah. particular episode.
Exactly. And you know, the Wachowskis does a great job of making an anime come to life. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, really, The Matrix is sort of a big part of the anime explosion too in America too.
Especially after the anime Matrix. Well, The Matrix was so much inspired by anime, and they finally, like, they were able to do these effects that previously hadn't been, they just hadn't existed.
Yeah.
And so they did all these things that had only previously been able to be done in anime.
Yeah, and you know, the whole lobby scene in The Matrix, which is just one of the most phenomenal action scenes ever shot, you know, very much like Ghost in the Shell.
Mm-hmm.
And
actually, the Starz documentary on Netflix streaming, if you have it, has, you know, they pretty much do this shot next to shot, and it's really neat.
Yeah, and you know, and I just remember, you know, I wasn't into anime as much until after The Matrix, other than Dragon Ball. I was really big into Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball Z rather,
and Pokemon.
Yes, and so you know, you know, Speed Racer was sort of a really awesome, awesome adaptation, and it just kind of failed in the front of A, people either didn't get it, or B, it was it had some of the worst trailer campaign I've ever seen.
Oh my god, it was terrible. They just, you know, terrible trailers.
It was like, I don't even know.
They were trying to appeal to all the wrong groups.
Yeah,
you know, and they then there were all these reviews saying things like, oh, and it's nothing like the anime. Well, those are people that had never seen the anime.
Exactly.
That have never, like,
because it couldn't. The problem was it was almost too much like the anime for people to handle, and that was the issue. So anyway, you know, the whole reason I was bringing that up is, because we were hoping it would be one of those situations where people just didn't get it, and they weren't giving it, and they weren't looking at it from like a kid's point of view or whatever. And we were like, probably, you know, it's probably really good. It's probably just like people are hating on M. Night. Yeah, not so much.
No.
M. Night deserves all the hating on that he gets. I am done. You know, Signs for me was a big problem. I thought Signs
was
a slap in the face.
Big I agree.
Well, because Signs cost like 80 million or 60 million to make, and there was like no production value in the movie.
Yeah.
It was them stuck in a stupid ass house with Mel Gibson and what, Dakota Fanning was it? It was the daughter,
probably,
and you know, Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah.
And there was like two shots of a guy in a costume, and that was it. And it was supposed to be, it was like the worst alien invasion movie ever made. I mean, it is worse than Plan 9 from Outer Space.
Yeah.
And at least that had aliens in it.
At least M. Night is in the movie to tell you really early on what scares the aliens that really makes no sense.
Oh, remember he had the super masturbatorial role of him being the guy who ran over his wife or killed his wife.
Yeah.
And, anyway, so, you know, after that, we were sort of like, oh, M. Night, I don't know. You know, I think a lot of people were like that. But yeah, at this point, M. Night, I'm done, bro. I'm done.
I mean, we have given up on you, M. Night.
Honestly,
you no longer have our support.
We were so excited for this movie, and
we thought you had it. We saw those previews, and we thought you had it. Like, I mean, Appa looks amazing.
Yeah.
Appa looks so cool, and the effects, they did such a good. Like, I'm actually shocked at how good of a job they did with the earth bending and the fire bending and the water bending.
Let's just do
beautiful.
That. Let's just talk about the pros real quick, because there are a few pros to this movie. I think that, like you were saying, the production value in the adaptation sense is very good.
The costumes are totally right. It's funny because when I came out of it, I go, wow, all these little things that we always nitpick on in movies, these things that we wish that adaptations got right, you know, they really focus time on getting the costumes right and getting the effects right.
Right.
But they forgot to get, like, the entire characters right, the personalities of the characters. They couldn't even get the people to pronounce the characters' names correctly.
Yeah, I don't know what the big idea was with the name change. Yeah. I don't know if maybe someone was like, oh, this is how you're actually supposed to say, and so he was like, oh, well, let's make sure that we don't piss off the people who aren't going to see the movie and piss off all the people who are going to see the movie.
Now,
like, are you nuts? Why would you change the way they said the names of the principal characters?
Now, the thing about Avatar, about The Last Airbender, you know, it's not like a Dragon Ball Z where, you know, it it started in Japan, and so they might have it. You know, they
exactly.
say Goku. You know,
yeah, exactly.
Like,
yeah.
You know, they don't. They don't say that. They don't call him Goku in the yeah. in the American. Yeah. It's Goku. You yeah. know, it's not that kind of thing yeah. because Avatar: The Last Airbender. That's it's an American.
It's completely American.
It's an American
yeah.
cartoon.
Two Americans came up for it.
It was made for Nickelodeon. Yep. You know, it's it's in a very much of an anime inspired style.
Yeah, they work in conjunction with a Korean studio who does the art, but it's a completely American show.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
so the character of Aang is Aang.
Yes.
That's how they say it. That's what it is. It's
yes.
Aang, and
yeah.
and you know, it's Aang and Sokka and Katara, and you know,
I think Katara was the one that was like one of the only ones. Katara and Zuko
yeah.
were still the same.
Yeah, yeah, but you know, Aang was Aang, and
yeah.
Sokka or the so,
Sokka was Sokka
was Sokka,
yeah.
and. Avatar was Avatar.
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 Yeah, yeah.
No, this is an American cartoon.
Thought,
you say it the way they say it.
I thought we were watching
Please.
Doctor Who or something. I thought we were like, you know, watching a British show. Like, why is everyone going Avatar?
Yeah, I mean, I know some of the people have like British-y accents, you know,
yeah.
in their real life.
Yeah.
But seriously,
well, they were just very, very afraid of James Cameron. They were very afraid
seriously.
To come in and be like, no, I own that name.
Yeah. But anyways, like,
there were some other
good things. You know,
yes.
I get it's so easy to. Flow into the things that we
oh yeah
like,
you're right
you know?
we're supposed to be talking about good
yeah,
things
well the problem is that they got all yeah. these things that we'd normally nitpick on they got them right
yeah.
but what they got wrong were these things that were the most important things the things that you know the things that other things get right and then leave the little things for you to nitpick
yeah.
at you know
yeah.
you don't get those little nitpicky things right and then leave all of the important stuff not right
yeah you're right okay so one of the other pros was you know along with the adaptation stuff you know everyone had the same name and the principal
yeah, it wasn't pronounced right
yes and the principal benchmarks of what happened in the first season
mm-hmm.
Were there.
Yes.
The main gist, if you were to like in like a paragraph say what the show is about, what happened in the first season,
if you saw
that's sort of what happened.
1, 2 and the
and,
last episode of
yeah.
the season and maybe the one or two before that.
Yeah, and that's
yeah,
pretty
first,
much the shit.
The first episodes of season one and the last
and then
few episodes.
The middle, which is sort of a wibbly wobbly.
And then you fast forwarded through every single episode in the middle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's pretty much what it is. You know, I thought it was very interesting how they decided to pace the movie.
Yeah.
Because I found that they got right to it in the very beginning. You know, you meet Katara and Sokka and they find Aang a very quickly and it was one of the very odd things about this movie was the pacing because some stuff they would get to really quickly and sort of just speed right through
mm-hmm.
And then other stuff they just kind of spent a lot of time on that was sort of unnecessary
yeah
which I thought was really bizarre it was really like at first I was really excited I was like oh they're getting through this really quickly so it's gonna like you know it's gonna turn into some like really big awesome you know action scene
yeah.
next and it
sort of didn't
know and I mean the action I'm going to have a little discussion about the action in this movie and the way it was shot and how, you know, it's interesting that they got enough out. They squeaked enough out to make a really cool trailer. But the action directing is, I hate to say pathetic.
Yeah.
But it was,
well,
for the most part, really, really bad.
When we came out of A-Team, we had talked about how, you know, they hire a fighter to be Baracus.
Yeah.
And then what do? They do a close-up on a fist.
Yeah.
You know, they hire this kid, you know, because he's a little martial artist there.
Noah Rainer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They hire this kid because he can do martial arts. And what do? They do close-ups on his hand.
Yeah.
Close-up on his foot that you don't, like...
Yeah, well, let me take this one over, okay? So, like you were saying before, you know, we've been talking about a long time the fact that all action movies become very fast-cutting. You can't really tell what's going on anymore. Like you said, the A-Team, Gladiator, this happens a lot. In this movie, I swear, he shoots half of the action scenes in a medium shot.
Yeah.
That first scene we see with Zuko training with guys, it's on a medium shot from his waist to his head.
Mm-hmm.
And you just kind of arms flailing at him. It was sort of like those old Doctor Who's when they're running and people are whacking them in the face with branches,
yeah.
and it's like you can't even see a forest. You just gotta assume it's there.
Yeah, you know the forest is there because they're being whacked with things.
I assume there's a fight going on, but I can't really tell because I can only see this guy's torso.
Yeah.
It's like, really? You have a guy getting attacked by six dudes and you're focusing on his torso and that's it? And that was it? And then they cut to a wide shot when the fight was over already.
Yeah.
That was the entire fight.
Yeah, like, there were a few neat element bending ones, but
it's
overall,
more frustrating than Batman Begins when they had to shoot it that way to cover up.
Yeah, and
his suit.
They had to do that.
Yeah. They had to do it. And like, and it just goes. When we get back, we have to take a break,
yes.
right? When we get back, we're going to talk more about this because it doesn't just go with Dev Patel who doesn't know how to fight. It goes along with the people who really do know how to fight the way he shot them. It is like. I am angry. Yeah. I'm actually angry about it.
So we're actually going to take a quick break. But when we get back, there's going to be more anime, more Avatar: The Last Airbender,
yes.
The Last Airbender,
The Last
whatever.
Airbender. Come on,
yeah.
And Avatar, Avatar 2.
Yeah,
I've been thinking about how they're going to make sequels to that movie that are going to be as interesting as the first movie.
I think it's going to depend on what's going on those other planets around Pandora.
Yeah, that's a good point. So, yes.
Yeah, but we'll be back in just a moment. Right now, in honor of Avatar. And the many battleships of the Fire Nation.
Yes, the Fire Nation.
This is
Cliff Curtis runs the Fire Nation.